White House parties with live band while Israel suffers terror attack. By Wendell Hasebo on October 9, 2023. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden partied at the White House with staff on Sunday evening, according to a press pool report, even as Israel suffered a horrific terror attack from Hamas. The President and First Lady are hosting a barbecue for White House executive residence staff and their families, an emailed pool report announced around 6 o'clock Sunday evening. In the late afternoon and early evening, a live band could be heard coming from the area around the Rose Garden. Your pooler asked why a band was playing, the report recounted. This beautiful couple was slaughtered in their homes by Hamas terrorists. Their children are now orphans. Images like these are extremely difficult to share. But we have no choice. For the victims. For the families. Remember Shlomi and Shahar pic.twitter.com/scf1jnrt68. Israel, at Israel, October 9, 2023. The White House apparently partied as the Palestinian terror attack against Israel this weekend inflicted what legal scholar Eugene Kantorovich called the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. The Palestinian terror attack occurred on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret. The holiday is the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. Breitbart News's Jill Polak reported. More Jews have died in individual wars. Over 2,500 Israeli soldiers were killed in the Yom Kippur War of 1973, for example. But those were not massacres of Israeli civilians. Roughly 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust. In the early phase of World War II, many Jews in Nazi-occupied lands were rounded up, loaded onto trucks, and shot. Elsewhere, Jews were imprisoned in ghettos, then rounded up in cattle cars, and murdered by the Nazis in death camps or worked to death in forced labor camps. Many of the scenes from Saturday's terror attacks, including Jews being forced onto trucks, and innocent people, including children, being shot or held at gunpoint, evoked memories of the Holocaust for Jews around the world. This is by far the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. All those who believe they would have opposed the Nazis at the time, and not favored appeasement, must prove it now. Eugene Kantorovich, at E.V. Kantorovich, October 8, 2023. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.